Hey everyone, all right, we are back again and we are ready to dive into the Word of God. So get your Bibles out, get your notepad out, your device, your computer, whatever you're using. Let's go for this. We are in our final message in our Stay in the Tent series. And so this entire month, we've been focusing on staying in the tent. And I just want to bring some practical encouragements to you today as we finish off this message. We have been talking about growing in our heart for the Word of God and the presence of God in this season. And if you remember, in the first week, we've talked about prioritizing the presence of God in our lives, in our churches. In the second week, we talked about Count Zinzendorf and the Moravians. And last week, we talked about why this is so important for us in this season. And so today, I want to take a few moments, and I want to share about some practical things that you and I can do as we head into the fall, as we head into back to school, as we head into all the things that are going to be coming up in the next few weeks. What are some practical things we can do this fall to stay in the tent? Come on, where you are right now, I want you just to say, I want you to tell your neighbor, stay in the tent. All right, well, let's go to Exodus 33, 7 to 11. It's our core text, and I just want to go through it one last time. It says, now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far off from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise up, and each would stand at his tent door and watch Moses until he had gone into the tent. And when Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. And when all the people saw the pillar of cloud stand at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise up and worship, each at his tent door. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. And when Moses turned again into the camp, his assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. And so if I was to take this entire passage, obviously we've broken it down in many different ways over the last several weeks, but if I was to take this passage and I was to condense it down or to distill it down to one core concept, I would argue that that core concept very easily could be simply this: meeting with God. This tent was called the tent of meeting. We're talking about staying in the tent. Well, it was the tent of meeting. Meeting with who? Meeting with God. Moses would go and he would meet with God in the tent. Joshua, obviously, when he stayed in the tent, would be meeting with God in the tent. And so this is about meeting with God. And so if we are going to be people, as we go into the fall, as we move forward together, coming out of this summer, moving forward, and all the things that are coming to us, we need, if we're going to be people who stay in the tent, then we need to be people who will prioritize meeting with God. Come on, someone where you are right now, say, I'm going to meet with God. And so I want to encourage you, just even the spirit of what we've been talking about, that you would prioritize, that you would make room, that you would place a high value on meeting with God in your everyday life. Now, where are some practical areas where we can meet with God? Well, the first place that we can meet with God is meeting with God in our daily devotional life. Do you have a daily devotional life? Do you set aside time daily to spend with God? I have come to understand over the years of pastoring, over the years of being a believer, that this is one of the most important, if not the most important thing that a Christian can do, is learn to develop their personal devotional life and learn to meet with God on a daily basis. Every day, we should be setting aside time to meet with God. Do you have your daily meeting with God? You know, obviously, there's many different verses I could pull out. There's many different reasons or ways I could preach this message or I could explain it. But to me, guys, here's the bottom line. The God of the universe, the God who's created everything we know, look at the stars, look at space, look at the universe, the God who's created all of this has given us full access to walk with Him, to speak with Him, to listen with Him, to Him, and to know Him. Why wouldn't we want to do this every single day? Right? If we really believe that the God of the universe is saying, hey, I want you to walk with me. I want you to know me. I want you to stay in the tent with me and prioritize my presence. Why wouldn't we want to do this? Why wouldn't we want to make it a priority in our lives? And yet, if we're honest, there's so many believers, so many followers of Jesus who still struggle, and we struggle to have a regular time of meeting with God. And so I want to encourage you today, if you are going to be a believer who's going to stay in the tent, if we're going to be a church family that stay in the tent, it starts not what we do corporately. It starts not what we do even by watching, you know, webcasts like this and so forth, even though all those things are good, but it starts when we are setting aside personal time with God. And if someone was to come to me and they were to say, you know, Pastor, what is one of the things that I could do? Like, if I could just do one thing so I could grow spiritually, one thing so I could walk out more of my calling, one thing so I could, you know, walk free from sin, live the life God's called me to, the first thing I would say is make sure you have a daily meeting with God. Make sure you have a daily appointment with God. Make sure you are spending time daily with Him. When is your appointment with God? When is your daily time with God? I want to encourage you in this fall to make sure that you are prioritizing your daily meeting with Him. A couple verses that just speak of this that I do want to share with you. James 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Yo, it's interesting because in reading this, first and foremost, I see that we are called to draw near to Him. Will we answer the call this fall to draw near to God? Will we answer the call in a fresh way? Wherever you are, maybe you've got a great devotional life. I want to encourage you that there's even more. Maybe you've never had a devotional life. I want to encourage you to start. Set aside your daily meeting with God. Maybe you have, but you've really been inconsistent. Maybe especially in this last season, just with everything that's going on, it's been difficult for you. I want to encourage you, renew your focus on your daily meeting with God. Yeah, I love it too here because it says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Some people look at that as, okay, well, I need to do that before I draw near to God. But I want to flip it. I believe that as we draw near to God, that is where our hands are cleansed. As we draw near to God, that is where our hearts are purified. Everything flows out of His presence. Everything flows out of prioritizing being in the tent with Him. That's where everything starts. That is where everything's sustained. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of God, or go into the tent, or excuse me, the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See that dynamic again? Let's come near with confidence. Let's draw near to the throne of grace. The God of the universe has said, hey, listen, come with confidence. Come to my throne. Come before me with confidence. Come into this tent. Set up this daily time with me. Set up this daily meeting with me. And then you will receive mercy and you will find grace, which is strength and empowerment in your time of need. Where are all those things found? Where is the grace found for this season that we're even in? Where is mercy found? It is found at the throne. It is found at His feet. It is found in the tent. Will you establish and will you prioritize being in the tent? Will you meet with God every single day? You know, even the verse in Philippians chapter 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Right? The strength comes through Christ. How do we stay connected? We stay connected, not in a legalistic way, but in a way of this regular meeting with Him. What if you said, this fall, I'm going to make it my goal that every day I'm meeting with God? Do you know how your life would change? Do you know how your family would change, how your workplace would change? So many things around us will change if we'll just have this meeting with Him. Will we be those who go to the tent? Will we be those who stay in the tent? And so we want to talk about meeting with God in our daily devotional life. I also want to encourage you, and this ties into our daily devotional life, but meeting with God in the Word. See, John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, if we're talking about meeting with Him, if we're talking about being in the tent, right at the foundation of that is our relationship with God through His Word. See, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. That's John 1 verse 1. And the degree to which we are in the Word of God is the degree that our relationship with God is going to grow and flourish. The reason many followers of Jesus have a shallow relationship with God is because they have a shallow relationship with His Word. If we're going to be people who stay in the tent, we need to be people who are in the Word of God. You know, it's interesting because even as we use this picture of the tent, and you know, you're not going to set up a tent in your house. I mean, maybe you want to set up a tent, say, this is my place, I'm going to meet with God. But most of us are not going to set up a tent when we're meeting with God. But what we do is when we get in the Word, we are setting everything else aside and we're getting in the tent. Matthew 4 verse 4 says, but he answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Family, we need to read the Word. We need to memorize the Word. We need to meditate in the Word of God. Where is your word level at today? Because if we're going to be people who are going to stay in the tent, that means we're going to be people who are in the Word of God. Do you read the Word of God every single day? You know, we're talking about this meeting with God, right? Well, what does that look like? Well, it needs to start with reading the Word of God. Do you have a plan? Do you have a strategy so you are reading the Word of God on a regular basis? Not only that, but are you memorizing the Word of God? Now, I know some of you might be listening and say, well, this sounds a lot like Sunday school. Well, maybe they understood something in Sunday school. Maybe there's a lost art form that we need to recapture where I'm not just reading the Word of God, but I'm actually taking time to memorize it. I'm actually taking time to get into it and to focus on it. So it's there for me, right? To remember it, right? Because there's power in remembering. And so we're memorizing the Word and then to meditate in the Word of God. There's so much I could say today about meditation, but again, I just want to encourage you, it means to dive deep, right? It starts with reading. Memorization is important. That actually is part of meditation because you get into the Scripture when you remember it, but then it's just taking time with it. Understand the power that's in the Word of God. Will we be people who meet with God through His Word? I want to encourage you again as we come into this fall, make a fresh and a renewed commitment to being in the Word of God. Right? To make sure that that is a priority, that you meet with God in His Word. The next thing I want to encourage us in is not only meeting God in His Word, but it's meeting God in the place of prayer. Isaiah 56 verse 7 says, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. And again, this is a verse that many of us are familiar with, but I want to remind you again of the call to be a house of prayer for all peoples. Obviously, there's a corporate sense to this, but I want to encourage you in the personal sense to it, because the Bible says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And so if we've become His house, then that means we individually are called to be houses of prayer. You know, one of the things that I want to encourage you on this fall, there's a number of things that we're going to be launching and doing, but one of the key areas is we are launching church-wide the School of Prayer. And we actually have Melissa Medina, who's a great friend of Pastor Sharon's and myself, she and her husband Anthony, who is an outstanding teacher on prayer. And she is doing this course for us, and she is going to take us deep in the place of prayer. And so I just want to put a plug in there, and I want to encourage you to get ready. Closer to the end of September, you're going to have the opportunity to join the School of Prayer and to go to a whole new level in your prayer life. Why? Because you're called to be a house of prayer. But also because one of the things that Melissa actually teaches in this course is one of the words for prayer or intercession is the word pega, which means a place of meeting with God. That prayer in the Scriptures, in the original language, actually talks about this meeting between us and God. So we're meeting with God because we're setting aside this daily time with Him. We're meeting with God because we're in the Word. And again, I know this is simple and a review for some of us, but I don't want us just to know it up here. I don't want us to just say, yeah, yeah, that's good. I want us, are we doing it? Right? Because there's more for every single one of us. And also that we'll go deeper in prayer, that we'll go deeper in this time with God, that we'll go deeper in setting up and saying, God, I'm going to meet with You in the place of prayer. When was the last time you met with your Heavenly Father in the place of prayer? What would happen if each one of us in this church family would be doing it on a regular basis? Where we not just focus, or where we don't just focus on kind of every once in a while, or prayer is just for the few kind of, you know, really spiritual people. We say, no, all of us are called to be a house of prayer. I am called to be a house of prayer. We at Toronto City Church are called to be a house of prayer, that we are going to set up this opportunity to meet with God. Now, obviously, you know, prayer is just talking to God. It's listening to God. And that we, which one of us, would establish a personal prayer time. And so, when is your personal prayer time? See, this is where we talk now about our devotional life, right? And so, we set aside time to meet with God. And then we meet with Him through the Word. And then we meet with Him through prayer. And I know a lot of people are intimidated by prayer and they feel like, I'm not very good at it, or I don't really know what to do. Well, that's why you need to take something like the school of prayer. But find someone who you know who's a man or woman of prayer and just learn from them. Ask them, how do you pray? What do you do? Right? There's so many resources, so many opportunities out there if we will commit to it, that we'd set up our personal prayer time. I challenge you to go deeper in that this year. I feel even this fall to go deeper even in praying in the Spirit. You know, that heavenly prayer language that God has given us, praying in tongues, praying in the Holy Ghost, as one part of the Scriptures talks about, that you would do that every day. Even if you set aside 10 minutes and said, for 10 minutes every day, I'm going to pray in the Spirit. There is so much that will shift. There is so much that will change when you put that, you know, that spiritual gift and you begin to release it and put it to work. And then let's make sure that we're not just praying on our own, but that we're staying connected in community. We're praying with one another. Why? Because there is power when we pray in agreement, and there's power when we pray together. One last reminder I want to give you before I close today is on this element of being with one another. Please remember, as we talk about meeting with God, we want to have our personal meeting with God. We want to meet with Him through the Word. We want to meet with Him through prayer. But remember, there is a dimension of meeting with God that will not happen when we're just by ourselves, but it only will happen when we are together with other believers. There is something powerful that happens when we come together. Matthew 18, 19 to 20 says, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything to ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered my name, there I am among them. You know, you'll remember throughout this month, I've been sharing just a pastoral encouragement about guarding against an attack of the enemy to try and get us isolated. Right? Because what he wants to do is he wants to get us isolated, to stop us from meeting with one another, and then ultimately his goal is to stop us from even meeting with God. And then when we're isolated, we are so easy to take out. And so I just want to bring one last encouragement to you today, that we need to make sure that we're meeting with God. We need to make sure that we're meeting through the Word. We need to make sure that we're meeting with Him in prayer. But we also need to make sure that we are continuing to stay faithful to meet with Him alongside and with other believers. Again, Hebrews 10:25 from the Passion Translation, this is not the time to pull away or to neglect meeting together as some have formed the habit of doing, because we need each other. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate the day dawning. Psalm 133, behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Together, dwelling, walking together in unity. And he goes on to say, it's like a precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down the collar of his robes. It speaks of an anointing that comes when we're together. It also is like the dew of Hermon, which is a mountain, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. There is life that comes when we're together. There's anointing that comes together. We need to meet with God individually, but we need to commit to continue to meet with God together. And so I want to encourage you in this, that we would be people who commit to staying in the tent. Even as we come out of this series, as we come out of this focus, make a commitment as we go through the rest of 2020, as you come into 2021, I am going to be a believer who stays in the tent. I'm going to be a believer who prioritizes meeting with God. I'm going to be a believer who prioritizes the presence of God. I'm going to be a believer who prioritizes meeting with God in my personal time, but also meeting with God in a corporate sense, with my other brothers and sisters in Christ. Guys, in the season we're in, this is not just a nice thought, but it's absolutely vital if we are going to walk what God's called us to walk out in the season. We cannot do it in our own strength. And so I just want to encourage in closing here and answer, who will answer the call? Who will say yes? Who will prioritize His presence? Who will stay in the tent? Will you be that person who stays in the tent? Will we be a church family who commit to stay in the tent? I pray that we will. I know I'm committing to do it in my life, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen? Hey everyone, just before we go today, I want to give a special invitation to, even in the theme of this message, to meet with God, but maybe to meet with God for the first time. There's people who are watching this, people are listening, and you are not in right relationship with God, but God wants you to be. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to be able to meet with Him. He wants you to love Him and to walk with Him. See, what the Bible teaches us is that God wants us to have this relationship with Him. God wants us to be able to meet with Him, but we've been separated by sin. In other words, sin blocks us off, or it keeps us out from meeting with God. Now, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So because of sin that each one of us have committed, we're separated from God and we deserve punishment. Now, that's the bad news. Here's the good news. Jesus came, He died, and He rose again to free us from sin, to forgive us. In other words, He came to break down this wall that stops us from meeting with and connecting with God, and to give us forgiveness for sins. And so He did that by coming, by dying, by rising again. And He said, if you put your faith in Me, if you put your trust in Me, I will forgive you, I will free you, and I will bring you into relationship with God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Me, but through Jesus, we can come to God the Father. And so if you are watching today and you are not right with God, maybe you never gave your life to Christ, or maybe you did at some point in the past, but you've fallen away, today is your day. Make a decision. I'm turning my back on sin. Jesus, I'm committing my life to You. And if you do that from your heart, He will forgive you. He will transform you, and He will break down this wall between you and God and make sure that you can start meeting with God and walking with Him the way He's called you to. And so I want to encourage you in this. And if that's you today and you say, yeah, I need to be right with God, I need to come into right relationship with Him, pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, thank You for Your love for me. Thank You that You came for me. Thank You that You died. And thank You that You rose again. Today, I turn my back on sin. I commit my life to You. You are my Lord. Save me. Forgive me. Set me free. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, well, if you prayed that prayer from your heart, we would love to know about it. And we'd love to be able just to pray with you and stand with you. So please, just click on the link that is in the description for this video about I've made a commitment to Christ. Let us know. We would love to touch base with you and support you this season. God bless you guys. Love you very much.